USA News, I'm Lance Prime. President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan today. He's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Tomorrow is the start of the G7 summit as the USA continues to teeter on default with the national debt. Illegal immigrants in cities throughout America are creating a burden the Biden administration has forced on municipalities because of their border policies. Joe Borelli on Fox News is a New York City councilman.
It's now costing $8 million a day. That money could be going for homeless veterans. It could be going for school lunches. It could be going for a whole bunch of services that the city provides. But because we've decided to have this woke experiment of being a sanctuary city, we are now essentially boxed in by our own progressiveness.
North Carolina lawmakers overrode a veto by Democrat Governor Roy Cooper last night, enacting a ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of gestation. There are some exceptions to the law. The ban will take effect in July. The Justice Department is reporting the top federal prosecutor in Massachusetts tried to use her position to influence the outcome of an election and other complaints. The race was for Boston's district attorney. It's being claimed Democrat Rachel Rollins leaked information aimed at sabotaging the campaign of a preferred candidate's rival. The findings were disclosed a day after Rollins' lawyer said she would resign this week. Quote, she understands that her presence has become a distraction. End quote. You may have to start making your federal student loan payments again very soon.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause has been in place for more than 3 years. It's been extended 8 times, even after the Biden administration said it would no longer be extended. When that pause ends, roughly 44 million people will have to restart making payments on their federal student loans. I'm John Schaefer.
USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis reportedly will formally enter the 2024 presidential race next week.
The Washington Post is reporting that two people familiar with the Republican governor's plan say DeSantis will kick off his campaign for the GOP nomination as he gathers top fundraisers in Miami. DeSantis is also expected to launch his candidacy with an event after Memorial Day in his hometown of Dunedin. He is considered the most serious challenger to former President Trump in the race for the Republican nomination. I'm Skip Kelly.
You've probably seen the Coke Freestyle machine that lets you combine all kinds of soft drinks and flavors to your liking? Well, the same concept is coming for condiments.
Just like making yourself a great Diet Coke with a splash of lemon, some people want their own combination of dipping sauce. Kraft Heinz has rolled out the prototype of a machine that lets you pour out stuff like ketchup, ranch dressing, barbecue sauce, or other condiments, then mix in what it calls enhancers. Mango, jalapeno, buffalo wing flavor, many, many more. Heinz debuted the machine at the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago. It hopes to have these sauces flow by late this year. I'm Richard Johnson.
4 children somehow were found alive in the Colombian jungle more than 2 weeks after their plane crashed and killed every adult on board. The news was shared by President Gustavo Petro following an intense search carried out by the country's military. The kids, aged 13, 9, 4, and the infant, walked away from the crash site. Rescuers found discarded fruit consumed by the children and improvised shelters made from jungle vegetation during their rescue effort. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.